hopefully we as adults can even learn some things from the stories that I read to the children or told the children. Because I think we all know that we live in a society that tends to be very ungrateful. And I know in my own life, it rubs off so often into my own life that I become ungrateful and unthankful for the many things that we have. And we forget to stop and remember the blessings that we do have. You could think, too, about the story. I chose not to read it, but the story of the lepers who were healed. They were living outside the city. They were away from their family. They had a terminal illness. They were eventually going to die because of it. And they all went away, and just only one returned to give God thanks. Is that what we are doing this morning? Are we that one that is giving thanks, or are we the nine that forget to be thankful? Do we think about all the things that the Lord has spared us from? I was challenged. There was a number of you, along with me, that were a week and a half ago, saw the cam pictures of situations around the world. And sometimes we think that life has gotten a little more difficult in 2020 here in the United States, or sometimes we think of it as, you know, our lives have been interrupted in many ways. But for us, it's strictly basically just an inconvenience. For many around the world, it has become a life or death situation because of the lockdowns, because of the lack of work, and providing for their families, their children, has become almost impossible because of the government restrictions that have been put on them. So are we thankful? Are we showing others our thankfulness? Or do we complain? And again, I'm speaking to myself this morning. Do we complain about some of the privileges that may have been taken away from us? Can we still be thankful in 2020? As I thought about Thanksgiving, I'm not sure if I gave the title of my message this morning. I titled the message Richly Blessed. And it's just some of my own thoughts, along with some of the thoughts from the Bible. I'm going to look at a good bit of number of verses and chapters of different what God asks of us to be, or how to be thankful, what he asks of us. But as you think about Thanksgiving and you think about how it originated, and it started back in 1621, and how some of the early forefathers put it into place as a national holiday, and it is still widely celebrated today. And probably some of it is because it is a holiday, and I think probably the holiday has somewhat lost some of its meaning, or some of its actual, the reason why it was started was a day of Thanksgiving. It ends up being maybe more just a day of family, social event, ending with a night of shopping. But as you think about Thanksgiving, and even though our society still does recognize it, but can you have Thanksgiving? Can you have Thanksgiving without God? Is there any way you can do that? And I had to think about that, and I thought about the actual meaning of Thanksgiving. And it's the act of giving thanks, grateful acknowledgement of benefits or favors, especially to God. An expression of thanks, especially to God. A public celebration and acknowledgement of divine favor or kindness, a day set apart for giving thanks to God. All of them, all four definitions, recognize a higher power or God. Yes, we have the ability to thank someone else, and that is very important. We thank somebody for what they've done for us. But an actual day set aside for thanksgiving. If there is no God, or if we don't believe in a God, why even give thanks? Because we realize that all things come from God, and it is by him that we are blessed, and it's through him that he has given us all these things. So it's just a thought I had, that especially think about it. We can tend to just get into the... I'm not sure what the word is. It just kind of is normal. We get into this rhythm where we celebrate Thanksgiving. It's another holiday that we have, or it's a holiday that comes in November, and we go through the day, we get together with family, we make plans, and we kind of forget actually what the meaning is of the day. I went across a little bit of a list with the children of what are we thankful for and what can we still be thankful for in 2020. I'm very thankful this morning that we can gather together here, together as a group in this church. I'm glad that we have the school and school teachers here throughout the week. I was very thankful for the sunrise and the sunsets, and we're thankful that we have clothes. I mentioned that as we look at many people around the world who struggle with clothes and foods and bare necessity. Many of us have the privilege of a godly heritage. It's been talked about already this morning. I think almost all of us here this morning have Christian parents. Many of us actually have our parents living yet. We're also thankful that we have our senses and the five senses. We have food in abundance. We have clean drinking water. And that was another thing that stood out to me as I saw the cam pictures of many, many areas in this world who struggle with just getting water. I woke up this morning, went downstairs, and I turned on the spigot, got a drink of water, and I never even thought about it. And many people had to have to walk many miles with their jugs and to get to a clean spring or a well in order to bring it back. They may have done it yesterday, but they think a lot about where their water is going to come from. And this morning, we don't think much until our well pump goes out. Then we say, oh, we need some water, you know. Or when the electric goes out, then we can't get water. Thankful for the sunshine. Thankful for the fall. We're going into winter, but the beauty of the leaves. There's just many blessings that we as Christians have. But do we give thanks? You see, too, as I looked into the Bible and the verses there, that this thing of thanksgiving and praise, they're often coupled together. Could you even say they're almost one? Because when we're thanking God, we're praising Him for what He has done for us. You can turn in your Bibles to Psalms 100. I'm going to start with that. As I said before, I have a lot of different verses. I don't think I'm going to ask you to turn to all of them. You can turn to Psalms 100. This is a psalm of praise, or you could also probably call it a psalm of thanksgiving. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, His truth endureth to all generations. I think this is a very foundational verses as we enter into this Thanksgiving season or Thanksgiving holiday. Verse 3 there, it is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. You see, when we realize that and we recognize that, it helps us to be a very thankful people. We talked about it a little bit in Sunday school, how we can so quickly fall into the rut of a self-made person. I am who I am because of what I have done. And that does not lend to a thankful heart and a thankful spirit. But when we recognize that it is God who has made us, and He has given us all these things to enjoy, I think it will definitely help in our thanksgiving and our praise to Him. It also calls us to enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Now, I'm not sure if this is exactly just if David, when he was writing this, if he was talking of just coming into the presence of God, coming before Him to worship Him, if he was just meaning in a personal relationship with him, or if he was actually meaning of entering into some type of a worship service like we are here this morning. But he's saying, when we gather together, when we come into the presence of the Lord, it's to come before him with thanksgiving and to praise him, to be thankful, to bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. There is no generation since the beginning of the earth that has somehow evaded or missed the Lord's blessing, or missed the thing of having something to be thankful for. It has always been. And there's times when different people go through more difficult times, more struggles. You think of the children of Israel as they wandered around in the wilderness. You could say, well, they did have some reasons to be discontent, but yet God provided their needs. And we may go through those experiences in our life. There may be something that comes into our life that makes us struggle with contentment or struggle with thanksgiving. But there's always something we can find to be thankful for. Psalms 107, verse 1 says, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Just again, giving thanks to the Lord. And thinking about this Thanksgiving season, it is between man and God. And it is man praising God, paying respect to God for what he has done. It is not thanking the earth for what it has given to us. It's not thanking, there is an element of thanking others, but it needs to be directed towards God. I just do not understand, and that's probably why there's some pushback against the holiday, but I do not understand how an atheist or somebody who does not believe in God could have a Thanksgiving. I guess you thank the universe for what it has given to you. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. What are we to be thankful for? For everything. That can be very difficult, especially when there's difficult times in our lives, that we're to be thankful for it. Philippians 4:6 says, Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. How can we give thanksgiving? Here it talks, one way is by prayer and supplication. Coming before the Lord, praying out our thanks to God. It also talks about making a request at that time, asking God for more, but we're supposed to do it with a thankful heart. And first of all, I believe, is coming in a spirit of thankfulness. Again, in Ephesians 5:20, give thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turning your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. Some more words of Jesus here. Matthew 6, verses 25. And these verses, I don't think anywhere in it actually talks about thanksgiving. But it talks about our lives. And it talks about a trust that we are to have and a gratefulness we are to have towards God for what he has done for us and what he has given to us. Above it, these verses in my Bible, it actually talks about, it says anxiety and God's kingdom. And you have anxiety, and it does not go hand in hand with thanksgiving. There's often anxiety is, could you say, somewhat the opposite of thanksgiving. It's a fear. And fear and thankfulness do not go together because it's a lack of trust. Notice I want to read these verses at this time. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, neither do they gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow should take thought for itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You see, if we live our life by these verses, if we take not thought but have a trust in God, it will help us in our spirit of thankfulness. And here Jesus is saying, just think about you as a human, and then compare it to the creation, compare yourself to the creation around you. Look at the birds and the fowls, and they don't worry about winter, they don't worry about reaping and gathering, but God takes care of them. He says God will take care of you as well. And think about the birds are always a very cheerful part of nature, and they're always happy, they're always singing. I'm not sure that birds have emotions, but they're always singing before the Lord. I mean, singing to God, or they're making a joyful noise. And Jesus is comparing that to us as Christians, and that's what we need to do. He's saying, don't stress out about the things of this earth, but keep your focus on heavenly things, and remember that God will take care of you. Have a thankful heart before God. It's the opposite of fear, frustration, or anxiety, is to be thankful. Because he says, if you focus on me, if you praise me, if you worship me, seek my kingdom, then all these things, or I will take care of you. Don't stress out about what lies ahead, but trust in God, praise him, and be thankful. Turn to Isaiah 12, some other verses on thankfulness or on praise. I know I'm jumping around a lot here this morning, but I was just inspired with a number of these different verses and how God commands us time and again to praise him. You see, it's something that he deserves from us, he deserves it from us, and he also requires it of us. Isaiah 12, I want to read all of it, the six verses here. The title of this in my Bible is Thanksgiving for God's Salvation. In that day shalt thou say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation, I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention of that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitations of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. We as saved Christians this morning should be some of the most thankful people there is, because we have this salvation. God has provided a plan and a way for us to be saved. And we're called to praise God for that. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. We're to be a joyful people, a thankful people, because of this salvation. We're not only supposed to have this joy in our own hearts and in our own lives, which it comes because of salvation, but because of that, it says there in verse 4, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. You see that joy is very contagious. Thanksgiving is very contagious. When we become a thankful person, it not only stays within us, but it springs out and it spills onto others around us. At least it needs to. And that's what Isaiah was writing here, that we need to, not only in our own lives, but tell others about it. Tell others what God has done for us. Be a joyful people. Sing unto the Lord. Exalt him. Cry out and shout. I'm very thankful to gather together on a Sunday morning to sing praises to God. Some of the songs this morning were songs of praise and thankfulness. Psalms 50, verse 14, it says, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Not only one week or one day out of the year, but continually. As a Christian, this needs to continue on and on. We need to be thankful every day of our lives, giving thanks with our mouth. It talks about verbally speaking thanks, giving thanks to his name, recognizing him as the one who has given us all of these things. Another verse in Psalms 136, verse 24. Another thing to be thankful for, it says, oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. We not only have his salvation, but we also have his mercy, his long-sufferingness to us as Christians. It's something we're to give thanks for. Turn to Psalms 95. There's just so many verses in the Psalms that David, I believe David had a heart full of gratitude towards God. As we read through the Psalms, you can definitely see his ups and downs. Sometimes he was crying out to God and saying, where are you? But then the next Psalm, he was very much just praising God and thanking God for all he has done. Psalms 95 verses 1 through 6 say, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. I'm going to stop reading there. You could read the whole chapter. David is just calling out to probably those around him in that day to worship the Lord, to come into his presence with thanksgiving, make a joyful noise, because God has it all in his control. God has the deep places. God has the strong hill, the strength of the hills. God formed it. God is the one we are to be thankful for. And because of God, we can be thankful. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear him, which thou hast wrought from them that trust in thee before the sons of men. How great is thy goodness. You see, we not only need to thank God for salvation, for mercy, for long-suffering, for what he has done for us, but we need to thank him just because he is high and holy and great, and he's righteous. That's something that sometimes we can forget, or I can struggle to comprehend, of we worship God, we praise God because of who he is, because of his holiness, his greatness, his righteousness. And that goes very hand in hand with his plan of salvation, because if there was not someone who was perfect, someone who was high and holy, there would be no way of redeeming ourselves to be in his presence. a verse that's a question. What should I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits towards me? Is that a question we're asking the Lord this week? Lord, what should I render unto you? What thanksgiving, what praise can I give you for all of your benefits to me? A small saying or poem that I came across. So often we think that if we just had more things, if we just had certain things that we want in our life, then we could be thankful, then we could be happy. But listen to this. I ask God for strength that I might achieve. He made me weak that I might learn to be humble. I ask for health that I might do great things. I was given infirmity that might do better things. I ask for riches that I might be happy. I was given poverty that I may be wise. I ask for power that I might have the praise of others. I was given weakness that I might feel the need of God. I ask for all things that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I got nothing I asked for, but everything that I hoped for. Almost despite myself, my unspoken prayers were answered. I am among men most richly blessed. So this week, if you think you don't have anything or you aren't given enough of things to be thankful for, reconsider. Thank the Lord for what you have. Focus on the good around us. Focus on the blessings we have. We all have blessings this morning. There are no exceptions. We have much above many. And through that all, remember that you are most richly blessed. Let's kneel together for a word of prayer.